And our gospel reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 12, from verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God has said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." We give thanks to the Lord for that reading from his gospel. So we heard that passage from Colossians this morning, and we've moved to that wonderful song. Wow. Every move I make a new Jesus. And so Paul, throughout his writings, is continuously saying the same thing. And he talks about, you know, his readers clothing themselves in compassion and kindness and goodness and patience. And we've listened to the list of qualities and the various parts of the gospel, well, not the gospel, the epistles. They are in the gospels too, but they're more implied there. And we may have listened to the list and thought, well, yes, that's the ideal character. That's the kind of person I'd like to be. And some may have thought, well, yeah, well, that's me. I'm perfect. That reflects me. I think if someone had thought that, they might have a bit of a problem with humility. Perhaps, though, some would have thought, well, that's a weak kind of character. That person's not going to get anywhere in today's world. To get ahead in today's world, you've got to push people out of the way. You've got to show different sort of characteristics. You've got to push yourself forward. Now, in our gospel reading, we hear of the rich man with his bonds who kind of fell into that trap a bit. You know, I've got to store up my wealth. I've got to push my way forward. He wasn't very humble either. But isn't that the way so many people think today?